Hello, Mood Group friends. You're listening to Packaging Perspectives from Mood Group, the podcast where we talk to people from the industry about their careers to date, what made them successful, what makes them jump out of bed in the morning, what they do for the companies they work for. And today I'm introducing you to Khalid Abdulwahab, who's the Director of Operations at Obicon Folding Cartons. Khalid and I spent some time together at his very impressive facility only a few weeks ago in Riyadh whilst I was there for Gulf Print and Pack. And Khalid's got an amazing career story, which I said to him as soon as he told me, we've got to share this with our audience, Khalid. And remember, to anyone who's watching this podcast, please, we're very interested in our future guests as well. So you will have noticed on the podcast page, there's an apply to be a guest button. Please click on that if you think you've got an amazing story to tell as well. We'd love to share it with our audience. So hello, Khalid. Please introduce yourself to our audience, explaining what you do and your role at Obicon.
Hello, Mark. Hello. I'm very happy for being with you. Thank you. Thanks for having me in your podcast. I'm watching for a long time. Yeah. And happy to have the opportunity to be one of your guests.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you for the good introduction. I wouldn't be able to introduce myself like you did. It was very, very great opportunity to meet you in Riyadh. Waiting for the next time.
Excellent. Well, yes, I greatly enjoyed it. And as I was walking around the plant, looking at how super efficient it is, it is a clear example to me of excellence, you know, something done very well. I love success stories. I love seeing things done very well. You clearly play a very large part in that. So for the benefit of our audience and for people that are either contemplating going into the packaging and printing sector as a career or have recently joined and are starting to work their way through, or maybe somebody who's been in the industry for a while but feels that their career has faltered a little bit or they haven't made the right choices, can you just give us some background as to how it all happened for you? How you know, go back to the beginning, share with us where you started with your career and how it's led up to where you are today in such a position of responsibility at Obicon.
This is a very interesting question, and I'm very happy that I can have the opportunity to say this in public, because this is I have a good story behind being in this career, and actually it's one of the most beautiful coincidences in my life. Actually, I'm a chemist background. I didn't have any professional study in particularly for printing or folding carton or even packaging related. But, you know, I'm for chemistry, you study chemistry, so you can be able to understand any process. This is one of the advantage I have from my background in chemistry. But I started my career in sales, and I moved to quality control in home appliances manufacturing. I was working in a company called Electrolux.
This was in Egypt, wasn't it, I believe?
Yeah. Electrolux had just had make an acquisition for one of the large home appliances company in Egypt at the time, and it was very huge acquisition at the time. And this was like 2010 around. And I was working on the same company by the time of the acquisition happening. And I was working between cooker and water heater, which is not related at all to paper and packaging. And I never, if someone told me you could be working on this field anymore, I won't believe this. So I got married in 2013. And during my honeymoon, I was in Sharm el-Sheikh, and very famous Sharm el-Sheikh. The people go there for snorkeling and diving and stuff like this. So it was a honeymoon, and I went for a snorkeling trip. And my wife was me, and I have Samsung Mobile S1, the first Samsung. And unfortunately, the fall dropped for me, and the camera got broken. And when the camera broke, and we are going to this trip, and I told my wife, we need to have some pictures. How this first time to me to do snorkeling. And so how can I do this without a honeymoon with my wife, with this nice place, without any picture? Then I was really thinking about what to do. Then some idea came, popped to my mind. I told her I couldn't pick up any couple, respected, decent, like we can trust them. So I asked them to take some pictures for us and share this picture through WhatsApp. I don't remember if WhatsApp was already start this time or just through by email or by Bluetooth or something like this. She said, if you can do it. luckily, I met a very decent couple. One of them still, both are still friends for our family relation still there. And I said, hi, how are you? What are you doing? And again, another coincidence, they are doing honeymoon and they married in almost the same day. Then I went to go to the trip, and while we are in the boot, I told him, could you please just give me some pictures of my wife and share this picture with me by email or by WhatsApp? He said, yeah, okay, most welcome. Then we take each other numbers and we take emails from each other. And he asked me what you're working. I told him I'm working as a quality manager in Electrolux. He said, what is this job? He said, yeah, we are doing hot water heater, cooker, stuff like this. He said, I'm working as accountant in company in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. And that's it. We didn't have too much connection. And after 3-4 months, I was surprised from a call from him. He said, our GM is looking for a quality manager for our company. And I remember your work as a quality manager. Would you like to meet him? I said, yes, why not? Let's figure it out. So I met him, and he was working as a GM for a paper and packaging company in Saudi Arabia. Not my current company, but it was well-established place for the food packaging and for folding cartons. And here I am. I am now as leading one of the biggest company in the Middle East and for sure in Saudi Arabia for folding carton, taking care of the whole operation of such big number of employee and such big number of machines. That's why it's something not happening
amazing
every day.
Amazing story. And if I recall correctly, you went, you interviewed, you got given the opportunity to join that company at the time, which is what took you into folding cartons, was it not?
Yes.
That's what got you into the industry. We often say about this industry, once you're in, the industry doesn't let you go. It's the wonderful world of packaging and print. We all get it.
Yeah, I remember during the interview, the interviewer, which is, he was a GM this time, and he's still my friend as well. His name was Hatta. I don't know if you met him one day or no. That time was, it's one of the pioneers in Saudi Arabia on this industry. And he told me, Khalid, you are working in the cookers. Yes, I said, yes. He said, we are working what inside the cookers? Because we are working on the food inside the cookers. You are working at the... And I laughed. He said, yeah, but we find some meeting points between us, because in that time I was joining as a quality and they are willing to apply PRC. And I go, I got the certificate for PRC, and I lead the company to get qualified for PRC at this time. Then I learned packaging through quality. After this, I become the plant manager and so on and so on and so on, until I moved to Abeycan. Yes.
So a wonderful story of an accident happening to your phone, meeting somebody as a consequence that you needed some assistance from, who then subsequently kept you in mind for an opportunity in Saudi Arabia. You came to Saudi Arabia with that company, went into folding cartons, and then, as I recall, a reasonable time later, a call came from Obicon inviting you to come in and have a discussion with them about their requirements. And you've subsequently climbed the ladder with Obicon over a number of years as well into the position that you're in today. If you were to be thinking of your younger self and you were thinking of giving advice back to yourself or to others that are in similar situations, what would you have any pearls of wisdom? Would you say always do this, always do that, or what's contributed to your success, Carla?
Yeah, there are two things. One is general. I need to say it in general about the ability to get adapted in different technology, in different place, in different process, in different culture. Yeah, because one of the challenge I faced when I came here, I found new country, new cultures, new industry. So everything was strange for me. I came to Saudi Arabia to work with industry. I never have any information about it before. This is like more than 12 years ago or 13 years ago. And that time I was really, 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 I don't even know there is something called printing. So I always tell my friends, when you see, I don't like to put product in front of the camera for the marketing, but when you see one product on the shelf and you see very nice packaging and you just buy it because you like it, you never imagine what is process behind this bag. You never imagine how much creativity has been put in place to produce this packaging. You just, you like the biscuit and you take it in your car. So that time, I don't know most of this, like most of the normal consumers. So I just joined, but the ability to get adapted, it's play a big role to be on my position right today. Because if you just, I got panicked and I couldn't cope, I couldn't understand the process, I could understand the technology, I couldn't put my nose in everything, the problem to understand how this happened, I won't be able to learn more and more, then I won't be able to lead in this company or my role right now. This in general about adaptability. But in particular about printing, I really am advising many people to give a good focus on this industry. This is really industry of art. And yes, art could be like a hobby or gift, but also it can be industry. And if you need to see where is the industry of art, it's in packaging and printing. Because I can tell you one very small example how it's this is art has been can be industrialized. When we are printing a box for chicken, for example, and I'm printing a chicken box. So when we go to the machine and I found the operator and the quality guy, they are just somehow hesitated. Is it right quality or no? Then I used to tell them, you look to the chicken. If it looks tasty, that means it's a good color. If it's not tasty, that means the black is more. So it's usually it's not more. Or if it looks like dull or more yellow, so it looks like rotten. So there is a relation between the color and the industry and the taste and this. And this is, I didn't remember in my mind, or I don't know up to my knowledge, there is another industry can have this process and machine with the art, like the printing and packaging. Yeah.
It's so, a very good point. A very good point. Yeah, that picture is going to compel people to want it or not, as the case may be. And especially when it comes down, as you say, to food items, you want people to want to buy it.
Most of the consumer, when he picks something from the shelf, he didn't realize he picked it for the color. But I can tell you a big percentage from the people who are picking some product from the shelf, he got it for the color, but he didn't realize it.
There's a lot of science in it, isn't there, in terms of, as you say, the original design, the imagery, the design, then some of the embellishments, which I think I know Obicon have the ability to add on to the sheet, which make things more prominent or stand out more, whether it's a spot varnish or some embossing, or maybe to make it look more VIP, you might have some gold leaf or something like that, depending on the sector that the packaging's for. And then even the choice of the material, depending on the nature of the product, whether it's a material that is very sustainable and very environmental, you know, if the product's inside or orientated around that. On that subject matter, Carlo, it was very evident to me when I was in your factory that you're doing things in a very 21st century way. I know that Obicon is its own good example of a smart factory, which is another part of the Obicon Group business, helping people automate their factories and make their factories more efficient. So can you share, without giving any trade secrets away, sort of some of the things that you feel that you're doing that are very smart and very innovative and things that perhaps other people maybe haven't thought of?
If there is no secret for this, everything is on LinkedIn, and everyone working on this field, on anyone in Saudi Arabia, he can realize what's Obicon role on the digital transformation. And we start this journey really before a lot of people or a lot of companies in Saudi Arabia. Our name is well known in this field. We have our Obicon digital solution, and it's having a lot of more, maybe 14 platforms or application is working now in the market for our companies and for other companies as well. But I'm not the best person to talk about this application, but I can discuss about my process because I can also assume we are unique in this. So my machine is all connected with a digital platform that I can, by one click, I can understand everything about my machine on time. And we have a lot of tools and application to utilize this data and to get insight from the data. And now we are working in AI tools to let the machine react more smarter using this insight and using this data. Yeah, and very soon you will hear about something related to our company, and we will be proud of it. Yes, and for sure we are usually up. I can, because our name is in packaging is well known, and our customer expectation is bigger always with us. So the customer expecting from Abican what he might not expect from others, from the quality, from the lead time, from the speed, from the being up to date. And most of our customers are key player on the market. So in order to achieve and fulfill this requirement for our customer, we have to keep always up to date. So starting from the process itself, from the board and from the pre-press, from press, from die cutting, from packaging, until the transfer, even for sales process, even for the communication, for everything is getting automated. And we are feeling the fruit of this because our customer can just request the order and get it within very, very, very short time comparing to others. And that's what we are trying to compete ourselves to be always our edge on the market.
And I suppose your ability to do your job well is enhanced and helped by the fact that you've got all these tools at your disposal. You're only as good as the sometimes you're only as good as the technology that you have, or and the fact that you can do predictions and forward planning and avoid downtime and all sorts of things and maximize the use of the assets through smart processes must be amazing. It must have transformed your job as well.
Yeah, exactly. There is no doubt about this, because when we have the right tool, it's helped you to make a bigger achievement comparing when you don't have the tool at all. So yes, I can assume we have the tools that will make our responsibility more and more, because if you have these tools and I'm not using and I'm not, you're not achieving what you have to achieve, so it will be a big question for everyone.
Absolutely.
So that's why we keep always ourselves ahead of the targets.
Reinventing almost.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember you telling me as well when we were there in the pre-press department. I remember you talking to me about something that you'd implemented through COVID to do with color management and what effect that's had with customers. Do you have time to talk a little bit about that as well?
I have time, and it's really interesting story, and I'm trying to say it very quickly because of the audience. So yes, this was another challenge we faced. And because we are the first company implemented color management in Saudi Arabia. I know color management is well known in Europe, but in Saudi Arabia was not yet stable, I can say, by this time. And we signed the contract, but then the COVID came and the engineer couldn't come to make the installation for the system. And this system is a little bit comprehensive, and because there is a machine installation has to be installed. There is a hardware and there is a software and there is a training and there is assessment for printing machine and there is troubleshooting. And so it's comprehensive. It's many software, like 5-6 software and a lot of hardware. They have to work together to make the simulation for the printing. Okay. And that time we receive all the hardware, but the engineer cannot come for the COVID. And we are delaying months after months. But there is a business need when you have to implement. Since there was a proposal to be a project manager for this project and to do everything online, through online. And we, if you remember that time, before COVID, online call was not that much efficient comparing for what we have right now. So, yeah, I open my mobile every day, 12 hours or 16 hours, 14 hours. Yeah, this wire, this button, this machine, this ruler. Yeah, I click here, like this, until really I learned a lot of implementing this. And we face all the music that my supplier could face. I face it myself because I'm the one should educating the operator. But I was lucky. I have a very good team. I have a very experienced team. I have very support from the top management. I have the resources needed. I have the momentum to get this happen. That's why we succeed. And we drive the change on the local markets. And I can tell you now, after our implementation, more than 5 or 6 or 7 companies, you can count, has gone through the same process.
Yeah, and I remember because... you telling me a story about, was it not, is my recollection right, about a customer whose colors had drifted so far away from what they were supposed to be that when you yes. came along and produced them correctly, you were having an issue with the client. Were you...
This is a very big brand, by the way. It's a very big brand, and we are producing this item for him more than 15 or 20 years. And one day he was claiming the quality variants on the shelf. There's a lot of different quality on the shelf. And sometimes printed from the same supplier and sometimes from printed from the different supplier. So how come the yellow is not the yellow, the blue is not the blue? So then I told him, please visit me. There is a problem. You approve every time you give a wrong different approval. So he said, how come? I said, come and show you. Then I told him, see this. You sign all of this, but it's not identical, not similar, because we don't have the right target. Then he said, how come? Then I print for him the original file. And anyone in printing field, you will understand what I'm saying very clear. And when I print original file, you see, this is your original color. This is what you have right today on the shelf. They are not same. You pay a lot of money to get this file. And at the end, you get this. He shocked. Really, he shocked. And he asked me to print all the original files and take sample from all the products. And he take it to the marketing head, global marketing head. And he said, we have to make change, phase in, phase out. We have to change all the design in hand and follow the original file. And we succeed in this project. And I get a lot of appreciation from self. I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about how I can, actually. So we get a lot of appreciation that we contribute in this success. And if you go to the shelf now, in Saudi, in any supermarket, in any places, you'll find almost identical color. And the color is something really we owe our customers to take care of it. Because, there is a lot of products, they sell by color. If you go to the shelf, you might not read Coca-Cola, but you'll take the red one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Unconsciousness, yeah. So we sell by color. So we respect this and we understand what is the color, why the color is very important to our customer. That's why we invest a lot to protect them. Yes.
Another area that we're hearing spoken about more and more with packaging is sustainability and also things to do with anti-piracy or security. And also the IoT, the Internet of Things, where you're getting smart packaging. Any sort of ideas in that area that you're following and looking at the moment and thinking, I can see developments there? Is there anything that's exciting you about those three subjects?
If we talk about sustainability, it's very clear the 2030 vision in Saudi Arabia is very, 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 very aggressive. I can say there is a quick progress on the sustainability, but as you know, it's moving target. So every time we do something, the target come again is harder than what you did. So yes, we have a lot of initiatives on sustainability, and I remember you discussed with Haysam. He is working now on a lot of initiatives.
Scope one and scope two.
We have some softwares to calculate per machine what is the carbon emissions for every per machine, per process, per shift, and this will help us to be on a better stage on sustainability target. So yes, and because Orbaycan is part of international packaging group, and we have like our committee, which is we are meeting every year, and we are sharing idea, we're sharing a lot of in innovations on sustainability. We discuss also the updates. So yes, every day we come with a new trend or a new update or new packaging solution. I have some sample with you. I can show you next time that how we managed to replace unrecyclable material with recyclable material. And we sometimes the customer asking this, we are ready with a solution, or sometimes we offer our customer, yes, you can replace plastic if you need by having this in paper, by this way, by this cost, etc. Yeah, so it's moving target. We are always under pressure of achieving, yeah.
Well, I knew if anyone was ahead of the curve and looking at the future, it would be you, Khalid. So, yeah, well done. Well done. And we're fascinated to learn more in the future as you roll out other things. So before we draw the podcast to a close, anything that you'd like to say to the audience on the subject of careers and print and packaging and what you love about your day and any inspiration for people?
If I'm going to talk about my job, so I can speak 1 week, so it would be longer than you think, because really one of the good things on the packaging is that you don't have standard product. I have more than thousands of SKUs. Every day I receive a new product from my customer is a new project, new artwork, new box style, new way of printing, a new machine, new everything. So really, this is endless enjoyments when you work in printing and packaging. This is the conclusion. So we are not, we are way far from any jobs. Like we are not doing the same thing every day. Because every day I have different projects, different proposals.
All the parameters are changing, whether it's printed in color, whether it's printed both sides, what material, what embellishments, what the die cutting is, how it's glued, even down to the distribution of, you know, is it going to one place or 5,000 places? I've always thought it's the same. It's the beauty of printing and packaging is no two orders are the same. Every order, the parameters change. And in the middle of that, and most importantly, you've got somebody like yourself who wants to make sure that despite all those things changing like that on every single job, every day, all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that you're maximizing the uptime on your machines.
Yes.
You are reducing the amount of wastage. You are controlling your overtime. You're reducing the opportunity for any bad debt due to customer unsatisfaction. And you're trying to give the best return on your investment to your shareholders, which is squeezing that asset. And that in itself, if everything was the same all the time on every job, that in itself is difficult to do. But when you add all those different parameters in, it's a big job, Khalid, and I take my hat off to you. Especially in a place your size. I mean, it's absolutely enormous, isn't it? Well, thank you very much for sharing your views and your experience and career with our audience. Much appreciated. Thank you for showing me around Obicon when I was there in Riyadh a couple of weeks ago. I look forward to my next time with you in the kingdom, and keep on doing all that good work. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. See you again.
You're very welcome, Colin. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.